Amen. Please don't clap for me. Clap for Jesus. You can clap for Mirella if you like, because she loves that. But not for me. I'm just like you. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your presence. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We ask your presence, Lord, to touch our life. We thank you for the people that are coming back, that you travel with them. We pray that one that they're still in here, Lord, that whatever they are, you will take care of them. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray for you, Jen. Come on, let's come over here. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Look, it's a beautiful young lady. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for you. Your birthday will be a blessing. Let's pray together. Lift your hands. Father, we come before you, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that we declare this year a blessing to her life, Lord Jesus. That you will remove every disease, every problem, Lord Jesus. And you give it in your heart, Lord, and you leave it in the center of this heart, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless her in a special way. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Yeah. Amen. Jim, you, anybody give you a present?
Jesus gave me my healthy life.
Well, this is for all of us. Go have a nice dinner. Oh, no. Come on. Come. Does anybody want? Have a nice present. Amen. You want a kiss for me? Eh? Okay.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't miss the opportunity. You never know. Well, it's good to see all of you this morning. You're looking good. Amen. I'll have to tell you, I'm going up a bit. Yeah. I checked him up a couple of days ago for kilo for Christmas. And I say, Lord, I thank you because you're giving me blessing. Amen. Amen. I'm not like you that you're going to shake it out. I say, Lord, I thank you. This is looking good. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see Gilbert and Toana back. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. They like the snow over there. Amen. When I talked to my mama last night, they said, oh, son, I said, there's really no water inside the house. It's all been ice. Amen. We thank God for Australia with a beautiful sun. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, Happy New Year to everyone. Eh? Well, you know, this is a beautiful year. And the Lord said that this is going to be a beautiful year. You remember last week I said to you, 365 days to doing a really good. You can make any blessing, you can wash whatever you like. Amen. But let me say something to you this morning. New year is a new beginning. Amen. It's a new beginning. I just want you to forget the last year, because if you think about the last year, you're not going to make it any good. But let's say from today on is a new beginning. Amen. I just want you to write a new beginning for you. Amen. And let's don't say for you, say new beginning for me. Amen. So new beginning for you. And I just want to give you my question to you. Let's say my advice to you, or to write in there, two words only. What if this year it will be new beginning? Amen. It's a year that the Lord make a new beginning. And let me give you the key of a great blessing. Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Anybody knows the key for a great blessing? You should know, amen. If you're not, put your hands up. If you're not, just wait for me to tell you. Amen. So the blessing this year a new beginning, a new blessing to your life is to come only if you pray. Amen. Only if you pray. I want to show you the early church. They have a great blessing because they change the world. They forget the past, but they change the world. They say the new beginning. Amen. And let me explain to you Exodus chapter 4, verse 31. If you have your Bible, open it up. If you have your iPhone, remember this is not a holy phone, but this is a holy Bible. Amen. So you can read it with me in chapter 4, verse 31. And in verse 31 it said, when they are praying in the place where they assembly together, it was a shaking. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in word of God, the boldness. In verse 32, now the multitude of those who believe were of one heart only. They believed the same thing. In verse 33, and their great power at the apostle gave witness the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And the great grace was upon all of them. Can I hear amen? Amen. So the key of a blessed life is pray. Amen. It's very simple. You can pray. Amen. Pray so you don't need to have a university degree. You can pray without a university degree. You can pray on the morning. You can pray on the night. You know, last night I was here for a few hours and I opened my Bible and looked in every name of you and pray for every one of you. I said, give me a new year of a blessing to all these people or they are on my list. Amen. Amen. Making sure you're on my list. Amen. Not that the church phone list, because sometimes you can send text message and nobody answer. But if you write it to me, I'll answer straight away. Amen. Glory be to God. I say to Joseph on the website, just write it, just in case you need it, Pastor Tony, he answer your phone. Amen. So, remember this. They're very, very important for all of us. At the place where the people was together, at the place where they was prayed together, they assembled together. There was a simile like in us in a one hole, in a one house, in a one place. There was a shaking by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There was a shaking because God, there was a new beginning for the whole assembly, forever believing Jesus. It was a new beginning. And the new beginning making it successful in everyone's life. You know this story very well. So they become together as a one mind, one heart, one power, and they change the world. The gospel of Jesus of the Lord. So this year, it is a year of the beginning of your life. It may be looking harder for you, but nothing is impossible for God to do. That's why it's Luke 1:37 said, for God is nothing is impossible. Is nothing is impossible to change the situation of our life. We meet here today as the beginning of Sunday of the year. And remember 2019, that Pastor Don said that this year is going to be a year of a great success for the church, for your family, for your marriage, for your children, if you put it in the hands of God in prayer. Amen. In prayer. We close this year behind us and we don't looking back. Amen. We don't looking back. We don't think what happened last year. For some of us, last year was a changeable year, was a problem in our life. For some, it was a great blessing. For some, it was difficult. But whatever was, let the year go. You can never bring it back. Whatever was, let go. And let this new year be on your life and bless your life and touch your life and surround to the presence of the Lord. And remember that the only way for you to have a prayer, to assemble your family in the presence of the Lord and to say, this year will be year for my success. A boyfriend to write a text message not long ago to his girlfriend. He said, "Love, I think I am a drunk." The girlfriend replied to him and said, "If you are drunk, you're not a Christian. And if you are drunk, you no longer be my boyfriend." Amen. Because I want to marry somebody who is a Christian, who is not get drunk. Let me tell you something. Christian, they even drink, but they don't get drunk. Amen. They only get drunk in the Holy Spirit when he dances for joy. And if you're drunk, wine is not come from God, it's come from the devil. Amen. Because when you're drunk, you're not controlling yourself, but your body is not you, it's somebody else. Amen. Well, this girl has the right answer for him. He said, "If you are drunk, you're no longer be my boyfriend." Amen. Whoa, Pastor Tony, what are you talking about? I'm talking to somebody. Amen. Two words that make your life change. You can do it. You can do it. Amen. You can do it. Remember that 2019 is the year that God is made for you. Amen. That made it for me. That made it for my family. That made it for the church. Amen. That we have a blessed church. We're going to have a blessed time. Remember that God is going to give you new things. Yeah, you know, Mirella, God can give you an old house to become look like a new house. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. But you need it to work for. Amen. You need it to shake it out. Amen. Shake the old things away from your life. Shake it out. Shake the old things away. Don't think on the past, but think on the new things. Amen. So forget the past. Amen. Forget the past. Look into the new, to the future. Amen. Yeah. Is God going to give you a new blessing to your life? Hallelujah. Hey, hello. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. Yeah. Maybe not to everyone. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. God is giving you a new future. Yes. Forget the past. Yes. Don't look it back. They never come back. Amen. The great beginning of the early church, it was a blessed day. They were together in one place, and the place was shaking for blessing. Amen. They're shaking with the presence of the Holy Spirit. You smile at me. Look at her. She don't smile at me. The blessing is still available today, my dear friend. The blessing is still available today. Not 2,000 years plus ago. Still available today. Jesus never changed. It's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. The place where they were sitting, where they were praying together, they were shaking by the power of the Holy Spirit. At the beginning of the blessing for your life for this year, it is to pray. With prayer, you can break in every chain. With prayer, you can succeed in everything. If you're looking for a job, pray for a job. If you're looking for position, pray for position. If you're looking for credential, pray for credential. God will open doors for you. You know, last week I said that the devil will come and put your toes in your mind. Amen. It depends on where you open your mind. If you open it to the Lord Jesus or you open it to the enemy. Amen. But remember that when you pray, the power of the Holy Spirit is started to remove everything is wrong from your life and put the new things into your life. You know, the people was praying together, and the apostle of the Bible said with great joy, they tell the world that Jesus is rising from the dead as a new life, a new day again. Amen. Amen. I can't convince you this morning. I don't know why. Huh? I say something wrong to you? No? Why are you looking at me really bad? Is anything wrong with me? I put a couple of kilos, but that's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I call it blessed, you know. When, if you go to my town where I come from, the, if you are really skinny, they think that you don't eat, that you have no money. But if you have a little nice belly, they think, oh, this man is really good. Amen. Whoa. You're asking Claudia if you don't believe in me. She'll tell you. Amen. Glory. The bigger you are, the more blessed you are. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm talking to me, not to you, all right? Pentecostal day. Amen. Yes. Pentecostal day. You know what Pentecostal is? Pentecostal is not a religion. Pentecostal is not the denomination. Pentecostal is an experience of Jesus in a day of a blessing. Amen. That's what Pentecostal is. Some people think Pentecostal is a church or religion. No, no, no. Pentecostal means God's presence. Amen. Jesus was there. And the place was shaking. Amen. And the place was shaking. My wife are looking at me really bad. I don't know why. What the, this year is a making a year of a great blessing. Christ is the Lord that wants you to be a blessed life. A blessed life. Glory be to God. God is our law. You know what law is mean? You know what it is? What the really word law mean? You know, like L-O-R-D, Lord. You know what that mean? They mean master, amen? Master of your life, amen? He knows everything about you. He know how you've been creating. He made you. He created you. He don't really care what color you. He don't really care what dress you put it on. He knows you from up to down. Amen. He's your master. He is the Lord of your life. He is ready to bless you. He's ready to shake you. He's ready to give you success. Well, he's ready to open your day. He's ready to give you a blessing in your marriage. He's ready to give you a blessing in your family. He's ready to bless the church. He's ready to bless your life. He's ready to shake you up with the new life. Hello? Hello? I don't know, but someone did not smile. Lord mean master of my life. Amen. What this year you confess your sin? Hello? What about this year we confess our sin? You know, Pastor, I'm Christian. You know, I don't really sin. Let me tell you something. We actually sin every day. Yeah? Every morning when I get up, I say, Lord, can you please forgive me for say wrong thing, to preach wrong thing, to offend somebody, to don't tell him the truth. Lord, forgive me. Let's be this year a year of we confess to the Lord. We repent. We dedicate our life to Jesus. What about that? Amen. We dedicate our life to Jesus. In 1 John chapter 1 and 9, it said, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us. We're all in righteousness with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's ready to do that. He's ready to do that. What if this year we return to the first love? We return to the first love of Jesus. You know, we're talking about we love Jesus. Lord, I love you. But then when we leave the church, we forget about him. That's this year we love the Lord Jesus. But let me tell you what the Bible said about to return to the first love. Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. Nevertheless, Jesus said, I have something against you, against your life. I ask you to go back to the first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have left, repenting, go first, and work also will come and quickly and remove. If no, I will come and quickly remove your lampstand from the place where you are. So let's, this year, we go back to the first love. Amen. If I told you my story of my, the way I love you with all my heart. It don't really matter if you kiss me or not kiss me, I'm still love you. Amen. If you hug me or don't hug me, I'm still love you. I said to my wife, I love you for the rest of my life. And I love you more than what I missed you the first time. Amen. Because you've been so good to me for all these years. So my love is grow, amen. Because the love is grow like a tree near the water. And if the tree get to the roots to go into the water, they will bring a beautiful fruit, a beautiful flowers, a beautiful green. So I said to her, you've been my wife for all these years. You've been support to me. You've been cooking for me. You've been washing for me. You've been done all of this for me. I love you more than before, amen. And that's the same thing with Jesus. Amen. You're still not convincing. What if this year you and I, we stop looking back and started to looking to Jesus? Amen. Can we do that?
Yes.
Look into Jesus. Hebrews 12. Look into Jesus. The author of a finished faith. Who has the joy that you see before him. Endurance. The cross. The springs of the life. So look into Jesus. When you pray, your life is changed. Amen. When you pray, you forget the things behind. Amen. When you pray, this new thing is come in front of you. The Bible telling us they pray, the place is shaking by the presence of the Lord. And the new things are happening. They put everything in common. They become one family. They become one house. They become the house of the Lord. Where they come to the whole world, they see that Jesus is alive. Amen. What if this year we start to pray with an answer? Amen. I'm sure Mirelle is prepared to be fasting and 21-day fasting. That's what you call 21-day fasting. I eat so many chocolate this couple of weeks. I should stop eating for a couple of months. Amen. So Mirella, she's going to put you 21 days fast. And you think, okay, I'm going to eat the only salad this 21 day because I'm going to lose weight. Don't do that because there will be no successor in your life. Amen. If you do fasting, do it for the glory of the Lord. Amen. If you stop eating something, do for the glory of the Lord. If you stop and do something, do for the Lord Jesus and not do for your own self. And pray. Amen. All right. Amen. You know what? I'm thinking I offended you because I said I put a little bit of white. This is my white, not your white. Amen. I don't really look in you. I look in myself. Amen. I have to say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. My tire can stay like that. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, I was going to say something to Joseph the other day. He put a photo for me on the website that I look terrible. Amen. I look with an old jacket. I look an old man. I said, Joseph, I'm not that old yet, so why not you put a better photo for me? But Joseph will say, well, Pastor Tony, that's what you look like. Amen. Don't blame me. Amen. I said, Lord Jesus, I thank you. What about this year? What about this year? Listen to me carefully there. I'm joking, but I have something to say with all my heart. Amen. What about if this year you children, you become right with God? Amen. And you know what? You can be the minor key to help your children to come right with God. What about this year, you wife or your husband, you come right with Jesus? Amen. What about this year if we do that? You can do it. You can do it. Jesus will help you to do it. Remember that you can do it. You can pray for your children and your children will change. Amen. You can pray for your children and your children will change. If it's not today, tomorrow, they will change. Pray is shaking the place where you belong to. What about this year? We conquer our negative attitude that we have. What about this year if we get the bill paid up? Amen. Because it's God's desire that we pay our bills. What about if this year our financial will be in right place with Lord Jesus? Amen. And the main key for you to be the right place with Lord Jesus and to give it to God what belongs to God. Amen. That's the principle of us. You know, when we learn to do that, if we give it to God what it belongs to Him, it will be nothing wrong with their financial. There will be nothing wrong. There will be a blessed day. What about this year if God restores their health? Amen. Their life, their health. So many people are sick. But this year, our life can be restored. Our health can be restored. What about if this year God restores your marriage, your life, your children, your finance? It's all depend on you. What about if this year we're revealing yourself and to be faithful to the church? To put God first in our life. Amen. What about this year if we do that? If we put God first in our life? The place that they was praying was shaken by the presence of the Lord. Because God was first into the life of these people. You know, it is important. Revelation telling us that the place where they was the assembly together. The church was a bikini of witness of the greatest success or the blessing that the world never have in this time today. That God had never been changed. Let me tell you, the gospel changed the world. Amen. The gospel changed the world. The gospel changed your life, changed my life, and changed the world. Well, this year is a beginning that we can change. We can make in a year a great blessed year. This year is depend on you. We can make a difference on the community. We can make a difference on the King of God. We can make the difference on the King of God. What about if this year is the beginning to read the Bible? Amen. To read the Bible, not the iPhone. But Pastor, I have the Bible on my iPhone. But I said to read the Bible, not the Facebook. Read the Bible. What about this year? This beginning to pray and to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus. What about if this year you begin to fast and pray? What about this year we begin to pray in unity, to come to church and spend an hour, 2 hours with the Lord? What about this year if we start to do that? What about if this year we put God in the center of our life? Amen. What about if this year God give you a new car, we use it for the King of God? If they give you a new house, you use it for the King of God. If you give him a husband, you're teaching him the kingdom of God. If you give your wife, that you teach them for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. What about if this year is a year of beginning of your life? I believe that when we get together in the presence of the Lord, things change. Amen. Things change. What about if this year we create an environment of telling the world that we are Christian, amen. That we don't go to the club and get drunk, amen. That we go to church and worship the Lord Jesus. In conclusion of this morning, I know that you lost the passion. But I'm sorry if I say something wrong. Because it was not me who was speaking. Was the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in conclusion, I wanted to say something to you this morning. God loves you. And they want to bless you. The reason why I've been talking to you like this. This year is a year that will be change your life if you let the Holy Spirit to do that. Let's consider it two more words. Let's consider it two more words. Why not make it this year a new year, a new beginning to your family, a new beginning to your children, a new beginning to the church, a new beginning to love someone that really done something wrong to you. What about if we can do that? Why not making this year a year of prayer? What about if we're making this year a year of a blessing? What about if this year we dedicate our church to worship God more? What about if we do that? Why not making this year a year of a great blessing? What about if this year we make the place to be the King of God? How many of you want to be blessed this year? Can I have a look with your hands? Amen. Can you stand with me and come over here? We want to pray together. We want to pray together that this year is a year of success. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Please come. Please come. Let's invite the Lord Jesus in your life today. Let's make this beginning of this year a blessing to your life. What about this year? That we make this year a great year of success for our family. And God can anoint us with the things that look impossible. God making it impossible for all of us. You can make it this good year a happy life. You can. You can do that. Let your faith remove a stone from your heart. Let your heart become the heart to worship God.